the Health Habits Coach podcast. This is the Monday Habit with your host, Claire George. So let's begin. Well, hi, and welcome to the latest episode of the Monday Habit. We are on to number 19. I can't believe it. We're nearly out of the teens. It's flying by, isn't it? But it's all really good stuff because it means that every Monday you get some targeted health coaching to really help you with a very specific habit or lifestyle behavior or sort of challenge in your life. And that's what I love about that, the Monday Habit. So today's habit is all around, it's quite an interesting one. It's around habits that you can encourage to invite yourself to play. And I did a self-care Sunday post on this, and it was inspired by a guest on my expert podcast episode, Jessica Stepanovic of the Sober Living Stories. She's a host of that podcast. And she was on my podcast and talking about a little health habit she has to set herself up, to set an invitation to play. And that doesn't necessarily mean with Lego, but we're going to get into that in the different ways in which you can do it. And but what I really want to set the stage is on what I mean by, you know, sort of setting yourself up. And really, you know, I don't know if you're anything like me, but do you need to be invited to join in? You know, do you need to be invited? That word invitation. And that's what really got me thinking. Because actually, an invitation to play is really based on two core sort of habits, sort of hacks, as it were. One is around an invitation, right? Encouragement, an opening, creating an opportunity, an invitation. And then the other is around being prepared, and the word prepared, which Jessica talked about. And that prepared is very different to planning, because we can plan to play, but that would mean, you know, sort of thinking about it. But if we prepare, well, then we're getting into action and we're actually setting things up for ready to actually do it. And as the health habits coach, I love to help my community get into action and actually get into the doing. And this habit of inviting yourself to play can be used in lots of different ways. Yes, it could be used to play as in for fun and to just, you know, seek some joy and have a good time. Heck, that's a fabulous health habit. Probably the best one that you could have. But I'm also thinking about how you could use an invitation to play as a way of getting you to do the more boring, hard habits in your day-to-day lives. And with that in mind, I'm sort of really thinking about, you know, sort of this sense of really recognizing that inviting yourself to play is around setting it as a priority and then planning and building around it and preparing around it. And so, you know, what I want to do is now give you some examples of what you might do. And so you might, like I said, you might be thinking play in terms of enjoyment and joy and fun as like a self-care and really encouraging yourself to do it. Because how many times are those sort of self-care journals or, you know, the yoga mat or the different things that we've bought, you know, that meditation playlist or whatever it is. And you're like, yeah, I'll do that. But you don't actually get round to doing it. And this invitation to play is around getting you across that, you know, that intention implementation gap, we call it in psychology research, and that's what I'm really, really hoping this does for you today. So if you're trying to encourage yourself to get into self-care, as my self-care Sunday post was, then I talked about, you know, maybe you'll look at setting yourself up to play with music. Maybe you have an instrument, but it's in its case. And it's behind somewhere, it's in a drawer, it's up in a cupboard somewhere. And by getting it out of that store cupboard, out of its case, it's now there. So a piano a piano that's in your sitting room, but if the cover for the keyboard, if that's up, if it's an electric keyboard, if it's switched on, and you literally have just got to touch a key, that is really going to invite you to play it, as opposed to it sitting there and thinking about it, but not doing it. And maybe you could go and get that karaoke machine out of the attic. You know, they were really popular a few years back, but that would be really good, because singing is really good for our vagus nerve and relaxing ourselves and sort of inviting not just play, but our parasympathetic nervous system to come and, you know, sort of create peace in our lives. Another sort of option might be on the self-care and the joy stuff is art. So maybe you'll set it up, but instead of it being put away or untidy or disorganized, sort of set up just like we do with a toddler or a young child. We set up the play table with the crayons and the paper and the paintbrushes. Set your table up. And so when you walk in from work or having done the grocery shop, you see it and you're invited to play. Or what about you invite yourself to play with another? Because very often my health habits revolve around social interaction, because we do know that if we can stack and connect our habits with another person's aligned habits, then we are far more likely to do it. And as I said, this invitation to play habit is all about getting into action rather than just thinking about doing stuff. And so inviting yourself to play with a friend or a neighbour, don't wait for the holidays. Get those board games out of the cupboard, get it set up, get whether it's chess or whether it's Monopoly, but get it set up in the middle of the dining table. You know, I very often, to be honest, it's something I've done for a quarter of a century or more, and frequently throughout the year, just get a jigsaw puzzle out and I just pop it on a table. I set it up. I don't do it all year round. It's once every month, 2 months or something. I just suddenly think I'm going to put it out. And then my family, as they're going past, they can't help themselves but put a couple of pieces in the jigsaw puzzle. And it just connects us as a family. It's just a little tiny thing that we'll spend a couple of minutes here and there throughout the day, throughout our lives. And a week later, it's all been done as a collective, as a commune of jigsaw puzzlers in my family. And it's just a really lovely feeling for all of us. And so, yeah, that's a way of connecting us as a family and also building those memories. But yeah, it could be you take inspiration from Copenhagen. I mean, after all, it is, in all measures, one of the happiest places to live on earth. And one of the key things that they do in Copenhagen in Denmark is that they have board games everywhere. You go into a restaurant, a bar, a coffee house, there's board games galore. And they're there, they're out on the tables. Playing, them is a part of life together. So I really, that can be a really great way of getting yourself invited to play with others and then creating that good, good mood, that feel good vibe in your home and in your life. And then also, actually, Jessica gave a really great self-care example of setting up your fridge to play. And I like this because I always like to think holistically. So what about your dietary habits? How do I set my diet habit up so that I play? Maybe you create one shelf in your fridge that is just all, as Jessica suggested, just all items for a really nice, gorgeous smoothie. So it might have, I don't know, some kale or some spinach and mango and pineapple and pear and things like that. I'm just thinking of, a green juice smoothie, and you put it all together and it's all chopped up and it's all prepared. You've invited yourself through that prep and that intention. You've invited yourself to play. And then the next morning you wake up, you've only got a few minutes because you've got to rush out the door, but it's all there. You're being invited to play with a really healthy smoothie for your breakfast to start your day. So these are ways in which you can do that. A way in which you can do it with your exercise and movement habits is a bit of a classic. I'm sure you've heard of it before, but it's always worth repeating that, sort of making things very obvious, like James Clear talks about in Atomic Habits, and say getting your workout leggings, your workout gear, putting your workout leggings next to the loo, in the bathroom. First thing you see, you haven't even gotten dressed yet. You just pop to the, you wake up and you go into the bathroom, there's your leggings and your sports gear. You whack it on, now you're downstairs, and oh, what have you put in the middle of the hallway? That's right, your sneakers, your training shoes. And then the next thing is, there's a water bottle already filled right next to the kettle. Now you are totally been set up and invited to play, but in this case, invited to play in an exercise, you know, in daily, you know, a morning routine. And this is where it can really start to become very powerful, because it's just encouraging, it's nice, it's welcoming, it's making your life easier. And it is, yeah, as the rule or the law, that no principle, I think James Clear calls it, you know, that invitation to play, make it obvious, and that will help you do that, that health habit. And so hopefully you're getting a real sense of the ways in which you can use inviting to play as a habit to get you into action on core health habits around food and what you're eating, around movement and how much activity you do, around self-care, and around just fun and social interaction. And those are the four cornerstone habits, really, of you know, sort of a healthy life. And so we've just shown how, you know, using this invitation to play is a really great Monday habit number 19. I hope you invite yourself to play and you have fun with this one. There's lots of different directions you can take it in. But that is it. And until next episode, I want to wish you a really great week ahead. And I hope that you all stay really healthy.